And on the line this morning, I have Ciarán Molloy, and Ciarán is from Ireland's Campaign for Fluoride-Free Water. Good morning, Ciarán.
Good morning, John.
And thank you very much for taking the call. Now, the reason I contacted you is because there's an awful lot of talk now about water charges and all this, and a lot of people are saying, why should I pay water charges for water that contains fluoride when I don't want fluoride in it? So I contacted yourself. Now, will you tell the listeners a bit about the campaign for fluoride-free water?
Okay, John. Well, first of all, it's probably worth just talking a little bit about some of the background to water fluoridation, if you're agreeable to in Ireland. And Ireland has recently celebrated, if you could call it that, 50 years of water fluoridation. And it was originally brought in by the Minister Sean McEntee in 1960. And it required all the councils to add fluoride to the tap water in parts of one part per million. And a Dublin housewife called Gladys Ryan challenged the constitutionality of that. And she had four children, and she was just an ordinary housewife. And she took exception to this and felt that it contravened her constitutional rights to bodily integrity. Basically, what that is that only you have the right to decide what goes into your body.
Okay.
And she took an action against the minister, against the Department of Health, and in fact she lost, but the court recognised the citizen's right to bodily integrity, but said at the time that fluoride didn't contravene that right.
You obviously disagree with that finding.
Very much so. And the water in fluoridation was introduced then in 1964. And there was quite a lot of unease about the move. Dublin and Cork County Councils objected and refused to implement it. And they were threatened with being fired wholesale unless they agreed to implement it. And what you mentioned earlier about, John, you know, there's still a lot of unease in councils, county councils right around the country. I think Clonakilty and Bandon, I think, and also Cork County Council have both expressed unease. Clonakilty have declared themselves to be the first county council fluoride-free. Now, the only difficulty is it's actually mandated by central government. So the county councils, unfortunately, have no control over whether the water is fluoridated or not.
If the council don't agree with fluoride in the water, there's nothing they can do about it without the permission from the government.
Well, that is correct. Yes.
Okay.
So it's something that was and it's instituted by the Department of Health, rather than the Department of the Environment.
And this is controlled by the Department of Health. Will you just explain to the listeners some of the alleged ill effects of fluoride in the water?
In terms of some of the damages that are known, the fluoride is regarded as a toxin, first of all, and it's according to toxicology encyclopedia, and it says that fluoride is a toxin that is more toxic than lead and only slightly less toxic than arsenic.
My God. And this has been put into our drinking water.
We put this into our drinking water. So some of the things that there's many, many hundreds of studies have been carried out. And as you can appreciate, John, it's often very difficult to conclusively show diseases or ailments that are directly linked, but the studies have revealed disturbing linkages between them. Now, some of them are thyroid disease. Ireland has, for example, the highest level of thyroid dysfunction. And I'm not sure that science fully understands the importance of, you know, the thyroid function in the in the body, but it controls many aspects of the body and can lead to, amongst other things, depression. It's also known as an endocrine disruptor. That's, in other words, it disrupts the production of hormones in the body. But every tissue in the body can be adversely affected by fluoride. Dementia, disrupting the immune system, causing hyperactivity and or lethargy, in other words, tiredness, genetic damage, sperm damage, and an increase in infertility, bone fractures, osteoporosis, particularly in the elderly, the embrittlement of bones, and increased tumor and cancer rate. So these are some of the symptoms that have been linked to fluoride. Again, it's very difficult to conclusively prove cause and effect, but there's enough to suggest a linkage, and therefore we would say to the department that they should take a precautionary view of the addition of fluoride to the drinking water. So in other words, if we don't fully understand the damage it could potentially do, surely it would be better not to fluoridate the water.
Okay, and what reason do our government give for putting fluoride in our water?
Okay, the reason is it's down to dental decay, cavities, which are caused by caries, which is a dental disease. Now, when the fluoride was introduced, dental disease was a huge problem. And it was rare for people to survive into adulthood with a full set of teeth. The problem is, of course, it's caused by sugar is the main substance which causes cavities. It's interesting to note that in some researchers have found tribes in the South American jungle and in El Salvador, which have, even in adulthood, have a total proper set of teeth with no evidence of cavities whatsoever. And it's only when people were exposed to sugar in the diet that they started developing cavities. And in the 1700s, dental cavities were known as a rich man's disease because poor people couldn't afford to buy sugar. It was imported, from the Caribbean as sugar cane. There was a problem. Now, it's also the topical application of fluoride was regarded, according to research, was regarded as what would reduce the incidence of cavity. So by topical, I mean physical application on the tooth itself. Now, as you know, by putting it into the drinking water, the theory was that you would swirl it around your mouth. But unfortunately, most people swallow the water as well, or most people, in fact, you need water just to live.
Yep.
So to me, it seems an absurd thing to put fluoride into the water because it is totally unavoidable.
Okay, and dental fluorosis, that is caused by fluoride as well. And this is...
Dental fluorosis is in fact evidence of fluoride toxicity. And one of the other aspects of fluoride is it's an accumulative poison, so it builds up in the body. So even if you're only taking a few milligrams here and there, it can build up over time in the body, and it's down to your kidneys to flush it out of the body. Now, where you get a buildup above a certain level, you start getting symptoms of fluoride toxicity, and that is evident in initially in white dental flecks in teeth, but it can become more pronounced, and as the fluoride toxicity builds up in the body, the teeth can turn brown, they can become embrittled, and they can actually require very expensive dental replacement of the enamel, which is somewhat ironic, John, given that fluoride was put in the first place to protect the teeth. And it ends up, you know, can end up costing people very significant amounts of money.
Okay. Now, because I'm a broadcaster, we have to be balanced. And looking into this, the only people that are for this are dentists, but not all dentists are actually for it, because I know for a fact a person who attended a dentist and asked what she had this discoloration on one of her teeth, and she asked what was causing it, and she was told it was fluoride.
Yes.
So,
And the difficulty is, John, that that's looking at it from a dental perspective, but because she's got fluorosis in the body, it's the fluoride toxicity is probably affecting other organs in her body, soft tissue that the dentist isn't particularly concerned with.
Bottled water. Now, as I said earlier, the reason I brought this up is because the water charges are coming in, and people are saying, I don't want fluoride in the water. I have consumer rights, so why should I pay for it? Now, I personally buy bottled water to drink because the tap water tastes of bleach. Would that bleachy taste be a sign of the fluoride in the water?
I don't think so, John, to be honest. I think I'm not sure what other ingredients. It may be chemicals that are added as part of the water treatment process. But I know that in some parts of the country there's been difficulty with water treatment, for example, the cryptosporidium that they had in Galway a few years ago. And people had to boil. And I think there's still about 30,000 households having to boil their water.
Yeah, there is actually, yes, surrounding rural Ireland in particular. Now, I spoke to you earlier, and we were talking about West Cork and the West Cork Fluoride Free Campaign, and they're very active. You don't hear much in Dublin or other areas. There's not as much activity going on about this fluoride in the water. It might increase now because of the water charges. What can people do?
The thing, and if I could just pick up on a point that you made earlier, you know, should they accept them? The suggestion that adding fluoride to the water was contravening citizens' rights, that is actually, it's a form of mass medication, and it contravenes basic human rights as laid down by the United Nations and the European Community. So it's putting Ireland, you know, on a par with some of the more despotic countries in this particular area. And in the case of mass medication, it's dependent on people giving their consent to being fluoridated. And I personally don't give my consent to being fluoridated. I want to be able to choose what I put into my body.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, nobody has been asked that they want fluoride in the water. And but how can people object? Can they object to their local politicians, their county councillors? But as you say, the county council haven't got the power to stop putting fluoride in the water.
Yeah, I mean, they you can object to your TD and, take to the streets. I know in some communities in Dublin, some communities in Cork, in Cork City, were taking a very dim view of the people coming in to put in the water meters. You know, what you used to get for free, you're now going to have to pay for. But also, I believe that by paying for it, you're actually tacitly agreeing that it is acceptable to put fluoride in the water. And I don't think that's right. I don't know what the legal position is on withholding payment. I wouldn't advocate that, but I think a strongly worded message needs to be sent out. The only difficulty is, John, the government seems utterly intent on fluoridating the water, regardless of what people say. And, in about the year 2000, the Minister Micheál Martin set up a commission to investigate fluoridation into the water. And this is a typical sort of yes minister, you know, kick the thing into touch, and we'll set up a committee and, we'll deliberate on it for about 2 years and come up. So I, my own sense is that the politicians don't want to admit that they got it wrong, and it's going to take a lot of public pressure to make them reverse their decision.
Now, as well as drinking fluoridated water. I see it mentioned on your website that if vegetables or fruit or stuff like this, and it's washed, say, for instance, with water with fluoride in it, some European countries could possibly say, no, we don't want that stuff because it was washed with fluoridated water. Is that true?
Absolutely. And, you know, the point is that no other European country has mandatory water fluoridation. Britain have a few boroughs that fluoridate and a few areas in Spain. But apart from that, no other country in Europe fluoridates their water. Now, our food processing industry, one job in eight in the country, about 230,000 people, owe their living to the food processing industry. So if countries decided that they wanted to use the play the fluoride card, if you like, to our disadvantage, you know, it could put us in a very difficult position. It would put us at a disadvantage because the processed food produced in Ireland is, because it uses water, always contains fluoride, which is regarded as a toxin in many countries.
Okay, and we'll just mention some of those countries. I'm just looking at a list of them here. Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Northern Ireland is listed here.
So. And Northern Ireland.
So yeah. Just up the road from us have refused to fluoride in the water.
Yeah, and if you look, John, at, for example, incidence of cancer between Northern Ireland and the Republic, the incidence of cancer is much higher in the Republic than in Northern Ireland. Now, it's hard to get definitive proof, but from what we know of what fluoride does, it you know, there has to be a link.
It all sounds very, very serious. And how long has this campaign been going on now?
Well, our own campaign has been going on since the year 2000. But I guess a number of people have been have been pushing in their own way, you know, since 1964. Obviously, with the internet and freely available information over the internet, people are waking up, and people now are searching. They're not prepared to accept at face value what, you know, the professionals tell them anymore.
Okay, people can go onto your website and find out more about this if you want to give out information.
Yeah, it's fluoridefreewater.ie. And we also have a petition site. There's a link to it on the Fluoride Free Water website. And that is an online web petition, but actually it's very interesting to see all the comments that people are making. People are waking up to this all over the country.
So there's an online petition that people go on to and sign. And will you be presenting this petition then to the government?
We've set this up specifically as something that is available for all to see, for people to be able to put their names to. And there is a declaration on the petition site which says, I do not give my consent to have the water fluoridated. Transgression of human rights.
I hope now that people are listening and people will get onto this and sign it. Is there anything you'd like to add, Ciarán? Am I forgetting anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things and you just mentioned earlier, John, that it's very difficult to avoid, water that our food is cooked in it. Even when you shower or have a bath in water, it's absorbed through the skin. So it's very difficult to avoid it. One of the things is, and it's fundamental to the dosage, is that there is no way of controlling the amount of intake into the body. And, so if you have a particular pattern, if you bathe a lot or have a lot of baths, drink a lot of water, then your fluoride intake could be much higher. It's also available in lots of dental mouthwashes, in toothpaste, even in some of the teas. An ordinary cup of tea contain quite a high level of fluoride. So it's a toxin you definitely want to avoid.
But as you said, it's very, very difficult to avoid it. So it's not just down to drinking the water, it's actually bathing in the water.
Yes, and the only way around it is if you wanted to put a filter into your house, even an ordinary filter won't work. You need to put in a reverse osmosis filter, and they're about €400 or €500. That's the only thing that will take fluoride out of the water.
Well, that's what people are saying. If there's water charges, why should they have to spend another €400 to get rid of the fluoride themselves out of the water? And you mentioned there a jug filter doesn't take the fluoride out of the water.
No, the normal carbon fibre filter, it'll remove some of the impurities, but it won't remove the fluoride.
Listen, Ciarán, it's very interesting, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about fluoride in the water. Thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
And thank you, for your listeners for listening.
We'll just mention that again, the website and the online petition.
It's fluoridefreewater.ie, and there's a link on that website then to the online petition site.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ciarán, for talking to me this morning.
Okay, thank you.